Open your Bibles, please, to Matthew, the fourth chapter, page 998 in your Schofield Bible. Matthew chapter 4. We'll be reading verses 18 through 23. We'll read the verses responsively. The text verse is the 21st verse. Meanwhile, this announcement, Zanita Jacobo, please meet your bus worker at the usher station. The usher station is back in this corner, right back here. Stand, please, for the reading of the Word of God. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from thence, he saw two other brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them, and they immediately left the ship and their father, and followed him. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And let's pray. And Father, we thank you for this evening's service. We thank you for the earlier emphasis upon these, our high school graduates. We want them all to know and to do thy will and to find happiness therein. We thank you for our preacher who makes so many things possible. We're grateful for this evening to have the opportunity once again to hear a message from this wonderful book and to hear once again our preacher, the man whom we'd rather hear than any other man on earth. Bless, we pray tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
I want to read for you, without your turning to it, one verse that we read a while ago, and this is it. And he saw, and going on from thence, he saw two brethren, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in a ship with Zebedee, their father, mending their nets. That's the title of my sermon tonight, and also the text. Mending their nets. We're coming to the end of a school year. There's some of you young people here tonight in our grade school, our Hammond Baptist grade school, our City Baptist grade school, our junior high, our Hammond Baptist high school, our City Baptist high school. There's some of you who failed. Some of you have been expelled. Some of you have gotten a name that is not a positive one, a reputation that is justly deserved, but not one that pleases you. There are others of you tonight in Howells Anderson College that have not made the kind of record that you thought you'd make. You're not very proud of your record. There are others tonight who are not students, who've you failed in your plan of life, and tonight you are a net that needs... Let me talk to you tonight about mending nets. Our Heavenly Father, bless me as I speak tonight, and our dear people as they hear, do thou encourage our hearts through the message, and yes, even change our lives. Amen. There are many figures of speech in the Bible that God uses to show how he uses people who have fallen. At one place in the Bible, God speaks about how he uses refuse silver. Nobody else wants it, but God does. Another place in the Bible, it talks about the broken and marred vessel in Jeremiah. It says there was a vessel that the potter made, and it was marred in the potter's hands. I love that statement. You may be a marred vessel, but bless God, you're still in the potter's hands. His hands hold you. John 10:27-30 tells us, we're held in the hands of Christ, and he said, my Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man can pluck them out of my Father's hands. If you're a child of God, you're a child of God. If you've trusted Christ, you're still in the Father's hands, and the devil can't get you, and all the devil's angels can't get you. But he was marred. The vessel was marred in the potter's hands. Bible says that he made it a new vessel. Now, that means that the vessel that was marred was made into another vessel. It was to be, let's say, a palatial vase, but now perhaps a cookie jar, but still usable. It maybe would have been a Senate flower holder, but now a pen holder in some little house somewhere. But I want to say tonight, it doesn't matter how far you've gone from God, doesn't matter how marred you are, God can still use you, and God wants to use you. Again, the Bible, God uses the figure of speech of a remnant. My mother used to have an old-fashioned sewing machine. Not an electric machine, the kind that had a pedal down underneath, and mother would pedal that thing, and that caused the machine to sew. Mother would make something, and a dress for my sister, or some little garment of some kind, and then she'd take the remnants, if you please, and put those remnants in one of the drawers of the sewing machine. After she had so many remnants there, she had enough, she'd make a quilt out of those remnants. Now, these were discarded pieces of material. They were not in the nice dress that my mother made for my sister. But there was something that they still could do, and all put together, these remnants made up a warm quilt for wintertime. Now, I'm talking tonight to somebody who's a marred vessel. You say you made some mistakes. Are you a remnant? You're not usable tonight to do something big for God. Let me remind you, there's something you can do for God. I don't care how far you've gone, how deep you've gone, how much in sin you've gone. There's always something that God can use you to do. Again, the Lord uses a bruised reed. A bruised reed is weakness weakened. But God said that no matter how weak you are, God will still use you. Then he used the figure of speech of a smoking flax. No fire, but God will fan the fire and cause it to burn again. Perhaps not a furnace, but a candle. But God can and will use it again. The Bible uses the figure of speech of a runaway slave, accepted back. And though he cannot be what he once was, he still can be of some use for God. Our prodigal son, accepted back. Christians may not accept you back, but God will accept you back. The church may not use you again, but God will use you again. The Pharisees may discard you, but God will not discard you. As I quoted this morning, that song I love so much. Dear Lord, take up the tangled strands that we have wrought in vain, that by the skill of thy dear hands, some beauty, not the beauty that it could have made, but some beauty may remain. Not the usefulness that it once could have been, but some usefulness, if you please. Now look at this wonderful illustration tonight. The nets are broken. These fishermen are in the boat, and they're mending their nets. Perhaps the nets had been tangled with other nets. Perhaps they had been mishandled by the fishermen. Perhaps they got overloaded. But the important thing about these nets is that they were mended and used again. They may not catch as many fish as they once did, but they can still catch some fish. They may not catch as big fish as they once did, but they can catch small fish. They may not fish in the sea as they once did, but they can be used for a lake, if you please. I'm trying to say tonight that God uses mended nets. Look at those converts. Look at that great crowd of people assembled there. Hear that man preaching up there before those thousands of people. Look at that invitation. Look at those people walking down the aisle. 3,000 of them. Look at those 3,000 people getting baptized. By soul, who is that preacher? A mended net, if you please. Just 50 days ago, he was doing what the brother said in his message a while ago. He was cursing and swearing, denying the faith, denying the church, and denying the Lord. But God used this mended net to bring 3,000 people to Jesus Christ. Read the second book of the New Testament, the book of Mark. Who is it that wrote that amazing gospel of Mark? A mended net. It is he who was a turncoat on the first missionary journey when Barnabas and Saul, later became Paul and Barnabas, went on their first journey. They took a young man named John Mark with them. John Mark became fearful or homesick at a place called Pamphylia. He returned back to his home, to his mother, and quit, if you please. Ah, but God uses quitters if they'll come back. And he is a mended net. He writes the book of Mark. It becomes one of Paul's tested and true trusted friends in his latter years. Look at that revival in Nineveh. Look at those, the whole town. Hey, look at the mayor. He's walking down the aisle. Look at the city council. They're getting saved. Look at the school board. They're getting saved. Look at the X-rated movie operator. He's getting saved. Look at there. Everybody in town gets saved. Who is that great evangelist that preaching that meeting? Amended net. Who just a while ago was leaving the will of God to take a ship to Tarshish and was discarded from the ship because he was causing the storm and was swallowed by a whale or a fish and spent 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of that fish. And who is this? Amended net. Let me say it again. I'll say it again and again. God can use you. I don't care how deep you've been. God can lift you up and use you again. You may not be able to do what you could have done, but bless God, the God of this universe, the creator of this universe, will use you again and make you a mended net. Look at that man praying. Look at him and hear him as he prays at Jabbok Stream. Look at that man who is praying and hanging on to God so God makes him a prince and changes his name from Jacob to Israel. Who is that fella? A mended net. It was he who tricked his brother and sold his and got his brother's birthright for a bowl of soup. It was he who deceived his blind father and got the blessing that was rightly supposed to be given to his older brother. Who is that? Who is that man who's a prince with God? Who is that man preventing with God? I'll tell you who he is. A mended net. And God used him once again. Look at that man. What a leader. I never saw anybody in my life that could command the fellowship of men like he. Look at that man leading 3.5 million Jews out of the land of Egypt. What a man. The greatest man, I think, in the entire Bible, apart from Jesus Christ himself. Look at him. Look at that man coming to the Red Sea. Look at him as he smites the Red Sea with his rod, and the waters are parted, and the wind comes and dries the bottom of the sea, and 3.5 million Jews go over on dry ground. Look at that man who for 40 long years led these Jews, getting manna from heaven every morning and water from the rock in Horeb. Who is that fella? Who is that mighty leader? Who is that man that without houses and without kitchens and without bathrooms and without the conveniences of life, who is that man that is the greatest leader, I think, that ever lived apart from the Son of God himself? Who is that man? Mended net. It was he who killed a man. It was he who covered that man's body with sand and tried to hide his sin. Mended net. Bless God if God can use a man like Jacob, the schemer, the trickster, the deceiver. If God can use a man like Moses, who had taken his hands and killed an Egyptian, if God can use a man like Jonah, and if God can use a man like Peter, who had denied the Lord and cursed and swore, I've got news for you. If you got expelled from Hiles Anderson College, get back up on your feet. Stand up and throw your chest out, your shoulders back, and say, I will be a mended net. God can use you. You young folks here, you have a bad record at Hammond Baptist High School or your own high school. You've done some things you're ashamed of. Let me tell you, there's a God in heaven who will mend your net and use you once again. Read that psalm. Read that 150th psalm. What a psalm. Read that 149th. And look at the 148th and the 147th and the 146th psalm. Look at them. You'll not read any more beautiful writing in the whole world than that. And that man is praising God. Look how happy he is. Who is the fella that wrote those beautiful songs? Amended net. It was he who looked and saw Uriah's wife.
It was he that took her to himself and had her husband killed. It was he who had placed an illegitimate baby in the ground and said, he cannot return to me, but I shall go to him where he is. It was he. Mended net, ladies and gentlemen, that's about all God has to use is mended nets.
Well, Dr. Bob Jones Sr. used to say, God can use any old crooked stick that's in his hands. Look at that high priest.
Look at that high priest holding high the censer, walking between the living and the dead, for a plague had been sent from God upon the people of God. Look at that high priest as he holds high the censer, and the plague was stayed, and thousands of lives were saved. Who is that man, probably 100 years old, holding up the garments of the priesthood and holding high that censer? Who is that man?
I'm in the net. It was he who, when Moses was on Mount Sinai, got the earrings and the jewelry of the people of God and put them in a mold, and out came a golden calf. It was he who led them to return back to the Egyptian worship of the sacred cow. It was he who organized their religion, a false religion, and they were dancing and having all kinds of lewd religious ceremonies. It was he. It was Aaron. It was Aaron. Moses came back and got so mad, he threw the tablets of stone down and had to go back to the mountain again. Finally came back and said, who is on the Lord's side? Who is that man holding that censer high?
Amended that. You check the Bible, ladies and gentlemen. Most of the people that God used in the Bible were mended nets. Don't despair if you've fallen. Don't despair if you've disappointed others. Don't despair if you've disappointed yourself. God uses mended nets. Who is that person there? That woman. Such devotion. I don't think I've seen anybody in a long time that had such devotion and loyalty and fellowship as she. Hey, she's the one to whom the resurrected Christ appeared. Who is that woman? That must be the mother of Jesus. Is that right? Oh, that must be Elizabeth. Is that right? That must be some godly woman. Is that right? No, sir. It's a mended net. A woman possessed with seven devils that God used again. Let me say it again. God will use you if you put your hand, put yourself in the hands of Christ. Look at all those churches. Look at all those churches. All over the land. Churches springing up. Who started those churches? Who in the world was responsible for going up and down the land and starting those churches? Amended that. A man who at one time had killed Christians. A man who was one of the Pharisees and had dedicated himself to the persecution and the murder of God's people. But God took that little squeaky voice, a bug-eyed Jew, and caused him to turn the Western world upside down for God. He was amended then. Hey, if you've dropped or fallen into sin, get back up. There's a God in heaven that wants to use you again. I'm talking to some of you high school students tonight. And you know who you are. You made a pretty sloppy record in high school. Now, the simple truth is, there are three or four of you that wouldn't even look at me as you came by tonight to get your little testament. And the honest truth is, quite frankly, you, we're not very proud of you. But we want to be. And we can be. I don't care if you've got the sloppiest record in Hammond Baptist High School, bless God. I promise you that we'll be as proud of you as anybody. And I promise you that God can mend your net tonight and use you and make you worth something for God. Don't be proud that you're a rebel. Don't be proud that you go against your pastor's advice and go to some college that doesn't even believe in going to church, having a campus church somewhere. I'm saying you still can be used of God. Get back on your feet and get up and do something for God.
Who is that fellow? He's called a friend of God. Who is he? Amended net. Amended net. Left the will of God because of a famine. Went outside the will of God down to Egypt. Hired a little gal named Hagar to be his maid.
took her back home to the homeland when the famine was over. Got her pregnant. She gave birth to an illegitimate child. Who is that fella? He's called a friend of God.
Amended Ned. Amended Ned. Look at those tears. Look at those tears dropping from those eyes. Hear the compassion in that voice. That man standing on the street corner begging his nation to come back to God. What a burden. What a broken heart. Who is that man? Amended Ned. His name is Jeremiah.
Jeremiah got so tired of preaching and got so sick of rebellion of the people. Jeremiah said, fooey on the whole thing. I'll just quit. I'll go out in the woods somewhere and get me a place and get me a little log cabin somewhere. And I'll just quit. But the Bible said that the word of God burned in his bones like a fire. He could not contain himself. And that
broken net, that mended net, was used of God. Watch that little handful of men. Watch them. Hear them preach. See their converts. See the churches they started.
Until the Bible says, they that have turned the world upside down. Boy, I like that. They that have turned the world upside down have come hither also. Who are these men that turn the world upside down? I'll tell you who they are. So a little handful of fellows who back yonder when Jesus on the cross, as the brother mentioned tonight, forsook him and fled.
Mended nets, if you please. Let me say tonight, loving them kindly. I love you. I don't care how far in sin you've gone, I love you. I don't care how much you've disappointed us, I love you. You kids down here, you're my kids. I'm not as pleased with some of you as I am others, but you're my kids. I've given my life for you. Literally, and that man right there has, and others have done the same thing. They've given our lives for you. We're not mad at you. We don't have a few things we want you to subscribe to please us. We simply want you to live the richest kind of life possible. And when you face God someday, hear him say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Tonight, if you're not all you ought to be, you can be all you ought to be. Look at that preacher being martyred for the cause of Christ in a faraway land of India. Who is that man that's given his life for Christ? Thousands of miles from where his home is. Who is that man? Amended Net. His name is Thomas.
It was he who was not faithful to the church when it first was started. It was he who said, I'll not believe till I can see the nail scars in his hands and the scar in his side. And finally one day he came and he saw it. Jesus said, reach hither and touch my hands and touch my side. And Thomas did and said, my Lord and my God. And somewhere on a mission field, alone, he gave his life for God. Who is it?
A mended net. That's who it is. Who is that blind man near death? Who slew more people in battle in his death than it did his life?
Who is that man who is blinded that reaches out and picks up the pillars of the temple, raises them high, and they fall on the enemy till more people were slain in battle because of his death and because of his life? Who is that man?
A man who went to a woman barber and got his hair cut in the lap of Delilah. He's a mended net. A mended net. Now you listen, folks, you listen to me. All of us are mended nets.
All of us have nights we'd like to forget and days we'd like to erase from our record, but we can't do it. But I got news for you. God has already erased those from your record.
And God wants to use you. I was thinking today of my preacher boys. I was looking down through a list of them. And Brother Eddie, I was looking to all the guys and my preacher boys who were rebels when they were here. Some of the hardest cases we ever had are on mission fields tonight. Hey, you rebels. Hey, I got news for you. I got news. By the way, I'm talking about you rebels, too. I got news for you. There's a God in heaven who uses rejects. The God in heaven who uses the remnants. There's a God in heaven who uses the marred vessel. There's a God in heaven who uses the refuse silver. There's a God in heaven that welcomes back the prodigal son. All over this room tonight are mended nets. In the choir, they're mended nets. Some of you have things that you'd like to forget, but God has forgiven you. You're mended nets. You come to our deacon meeting, and you'll find some mended nets on this platform up here. You'll find some mended nets, and some like Ed Lapina, still not mended yet. But you'll find some mended nets up here on the payroll of our ministries. Mended nets. Teaching in our Sunday school this morning. 800 Sunday school teachers. I'll bind you 25% at least are mended nets. On the mission fields of this world, mended nets. The Philippine Islands tonight, an old man serves as a missionary. That man served in the back country of the Philippine Islands for a lifetime. When he got up in his senior years, his wife said, I no longer want to be a missionary's wife. His wife leaves the Philippine Islands and comes back to America and divorces this missionary who's given his life in the back country of the Philippine Islands. I did not know it. I got a letter from Dr. Larry Chappell. Said, Brother Hiles, I won't tell you a story. He told me about this missionary. He said 1 year ago he came to... He's a businessman now. Quit the mission field. Came back home. Got him a job. 1 year ago he came to First Baptist Church of Hammond to visit because he was on business in Chicago with his secular job. Set that up there. He said, Brother Hiles, that man came back the next Sunday and the next. And what you don't know is that for 1 year, piece by piece, you reconstructed the life of that missionary. That missionary stood right here in this auditorium one night and told how he was going back to the mission field. Wife had divorced him, his dreams and hopes of a happy marriage, and spending the senior years in his life. It doesn't matter! There's a God in heaven who uses mended nets and uses refuse silver. And use his marred vessels. And that missionary tonight in the back country of the Philippines is serving God again. Maybe not like he once did, but he's serving him. Maybe he's not used like he would have been if his wife had not left him, but he's being used. Notice, the net could not mend itself. Somebody had to mend the nets. A Sunday school teacher could mean the difference to a broken net. A school teacher can mean the difference to a broken net. A coach could mean the difference to a broken net. A bus worker could mean the difference to a broken net. A mom or a dad could mean the difference to a broken net. I've often said this. No young person would ever turn out bad if he felt he had one person who really cared. I got a letter this last week. I won't tell you who it is. I want to give you a hint. From a young man in our school here who's been reared under the most unsavory conditions. He wrote one of the nicest letters. In fact, I was surprised that he loved me like he said he did. Wonderful letter. He said, you probably don't even know who I am, but I want you to know you're the greatest man in the world as far as I'm concerned. And I want to thank you for making Hammond Baptist Schools possible and all the sacrifice possible. Here's the sad thing about it. The sad thing about it is that some of these fellows that haven't had a chance like this young man has, he just had a tough time in his life. Some of these fellows don't turn out better than some of you folks got dads or deacons, staff members, Sunday school teachers, choir members, and so forth. I want you to notice on something else, too, and I'll quit in a few minutes. Notice where they're mended in the boat. In the boat. They didn't get outside the boat and mend those nets. The nets were mended in the boat. That represents the New Testament church. Stay in the boat. That's why I said it a while ago, and I'll say it again. I'm not trying to hurt anybody. I'm trying to preach the truth to you. I would not recommend anybody's college that makes you go to a campus church.
I would not recommend anybody's college that does not insist that you go to... I'm not talking about a so-called church where the president of the school chooses the pastor. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about not a church, a school-controlled church, but rather I'm talking about a church-controlled school.
You say, preacher, you talking about me? I'm talking to anybody that's thinking about going to a church, to a school where you're not encouraged to go away to some church every Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Stay in the boat. Don't miss the sermon. Don't expect it to happen in a moment. Just stay in the boat. Let's not get so busy catching fish that we fail to mend the nets. There are two groups of people, and I don't want to say a word to before close. Number one, those of you who are broken nets. I want to say tonight that God wants to mend you. And then I want to say a word to those of you who are not broken nets. It's your job to get in the net mending business. Not gossip about somebody that's fallen. Lift them up! My two jobs for 40 years have been, number one, to prevent the need of mending, but to mend those who didn't listen. It's been my job for 40 years to warn you about the consequences of sin. What a dirty liar the devil is. What a deceiver the world is. I warned you. Not because I'm mad at you if you don't know what I say. It so happens for 53 and a half years I've been a gospel preacher 65,000 times. I've preached sermons across America and around the world. I've pastored more people than any man in the history of America. I've pastored more teenagers than any man in the history of America. I know what I'm talking about. I know what will make you happy. Nobody ever comes to my office in Central Ohio. I did what you said. I obeyed what you preached. I believe what you did. And I got a broken heart, a broken life. It's those that don't listen. It's those that don't listen. I missed that one. I'll try again. It's those that don't listen. Now you listen to me. This old man has the answer to life. This old man knows what he's talking about. This old man has seen them rise and fall. This old man has seen people who wrecked their lives and ruined their lives because they thought they were smarter than he is. You listen to me tonight. I warn you, the devil's a crook, a liar, a thief. He'll destroy your life. You listen to me. But you're already broken. I'm fallen. Let me tell you, our God is a net mender, and your preacher is a net mender. Tonight, stay in the boat. That's the church. And realize that God can use you again. I was looking at my preacher boys list this afternoon. I went down the list and came to one name. I couldn't help but laugh. The guy is a successful pastor. Was expelled 3 times from Howells Henderson College. Then there was this cop fella 4 times. And Latino wouldn't even admit it. 3 times this guy was expelled. But God mended him. Because somebody, he stayed in the church, and somebody mended his nets. They were in the boat, mending their nets. The world has been turned upside down by net menders, or mended nets. The gospel of Jesus Christ has been carried around the world by mended nets. And tonight, if you are a net that needs mending, God will use you. You're still in the potter's hands. Refuse silver, but God will use you. As I quoted a while ago, dear Lord, take up the tangled strands that we have wrought in vain, that by the skill of thy dear hands, some beauty may remain. You may not can catch the big fish you once could have caught, but you still can catch some fish. You may not be able to be used on the Sea of Galilee, Maybe they can use you in the muddy Jordan River to catch a few. You're going to catch as many as you would have caught, or could have caught, but bless God, you can still catch some. I'll close with a statement. I go home many a Sunday night, and I'll go somewhere and get on my knees, and I'll look up to God, and I'll say, I believe you use me today. I know no greater joy than that. To be used of God. To be used of God. The story that I've told a few times here. I was preaching in the South. A very fine, nice-looking, middle-aged man. About 72 years old. Came up to me, dressed in a dark navy blue suit, I think. Immaculately and impeccably dressed. He walked down the aisle over here on the right side facing the audience to shake my hand. I shook his hand and he said to me, I said, sir, I don't quite understand what you said. Pastor came over and said, Dr. Howes, here's what he's telling you. He's telling you that he was a preacher, successful preacher, but decided to leave the ministry. He was smitten with a disease that left him unable to speak, but you can understand him. Every time we have a guest preacher, he comes to tell him, don't do what I did. He's telling you, Brother Howes, to stay in there. Don't turn back. Like he did. What am I saying? He'll never pastor a church again. But he's been used of God to warn preachers to stay in there. A mended net. I'm talking tonight to some people who need to walk down this aisle and get on your knees at this altar and look up to God and say, dear God, use me. Use me. Our Heavenly Father, bless our little effort tonight. I pray for the person way out in the audience somewhere, the adult, the husband, the wife, the mother, the father, the businessman, the laborer, who's wandered away from God. May realize that Jesus is in the net mending business tonight. Help him to come back and say, dear God, use me again. I pray for that college student who's been cheating his way through college.